This is Wade Grethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The National League for Democracy in Myanmar, led by Dawn Aung San Suu Kyi, seems headed for a landslide against the military-controlled ruling party. They've taken over 100 of the seats reported, with the military party taking 7 thus far, though the Constitution allows the military huge ongoing powers. Women using intrauterine devices and implants for more long-acting birth control has almost doubled the numbers from 2011 to 2013, from 6% to 11.6%. In a rebuke to India's ultra-conservative Prime Minister Narendra Modi, even after his own extensive personal campaigning, a united alliance of parties opposing the BJP and its policies won 178 districts to the BJP's 53. The 55,000-member Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has raised an objection with the SEC over the initial public offering proposal by Station Casinos, a non-union outfit operating 19 casinos in Nevada, over its failure to disclose the regulatory problems of Deutsche Bank and its almost $3 billion worth of penalty payments. The Russian Sports Federation has been accused of massive state-sponsored doping, with recommendations to bar its athletes. New work requirements for food stamps in Louisiana, ordered by Governor Bobby Jindal for 2016, would push 62,000 off of the program. 1,000 crypto wall ransom complaints have been made to the FBI over the last 14 months, with victims hit for $18 million. Following city elections in Hamtramck, a Detroit suburb, there is now a Muslim majority of 4-6 on the council. Virginia Fraternity has sued Rolling Stone magazine for $25 million based on a withdrawn article about a gang rape at a party held by their frat. Outsourcing firms are gaming the H-1B program for foreign visas with multiple applications, submitting tens of thousands to increase their chances of winning many in the pool of 85,000 that are allowed. Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York has proposed a minimum wage of $15 per hour for all state New York jobs. Left parties came together to vote out the conservative government in Portugal based on its support for rigid austerity programs. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Grethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.